podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with my good friend, the skinny, muscular Billy Nelson. What's happening, brother? You good?
All good, Andy. I just plodding away in the gym, waiting on dates, and that's the bugbear just now for everybody, I think, isn't it? Just getting dates.
Well, that's it. That must be the frustrating part of sort of being a coach, manager, and fighter, is just waiting for that fight date, because I mean, you're just sitting on your gloves, just hoping for a fight. And I mean, training's fun, but it's nothing like fighting, is it?
Okay, no. I mean, I'm very fortunate. I've got four fighters just now. One had his pro debut last Friday, and he done particularly well for a guy that's with very, very limited experience. We're hoping to get a couple of big fights announced within the next week. I actually know what's happening with one of them, but another one, we'd like to get something penciled in for this week.
Okay, mate. Well, I know you've got Zoltan Zurbek there, but I will touch on him later on. But the reason I wanted to get you on is a huge fight tonight, Artur Berdibiev against Anthony Yard. I just want to get your thoughts on the fight, man. I mean, Artur Berdibiev, he is that monster that everyone's talking about. 18 wins, 18 knockouts. What's your thoughts?
I think he's going to have too much for Anthony Yard. I'd like Anthony Yard to win. Frank Warren's done fantastically well to get him, you know, into the position he's in. But you've got to say that he couldn't get the better of a faded Kovalev. Mm. You know, even when he had his golden opportunity, I think it was round 7 or 8, mm-hmm. and Kovalev stopped him with a jab. You know, this Berdibiev is what a puncher that guy is, a ferocious puncher. I don't know if Anthony's chin will withstand the punches tonight.
I take it you're going for a Berdibiev stoppage there, then, if you don't think his chin can hold up.
I reckon it'll be within 5 rounds.
Let me spin the script a little bit here. If Anthony Yard wins tonight, is that one of the biggest wins in British boxing history? And let me tell you why. Because Artur Berdibiev, obviously, you can go about his professional record there with 18 wins, 18 knockouts, IBF, WBC, WO world champion. But it's his amateur pedigree as well. European world gold medalist. He's won gold medals up and down as an amateur. Anthony Yard's had very, very limited amateur pedigree. I mean, he's done what he's done in the pro ranks. We all know what he's done in the pro ranks. So would this be one of the biggest wins in British boxing history if Yard pulls it off?
Based on those figures, I know he's only had a dozen amateur fights. Same as Mark McCauley. 13 amateur fights, he's number one in the heavyweight division. Mm. You know, it just goes to show you don't need to be an elite, astute amateur to be successful in the professional ranks. You know, yeah, I think it would be up there certainly in the top half dozen, 10 mm-hmm. fights, successes if he wins.
Again,
I hope he does win. I hope he does win. What's the thing?
Listen, you know yourself, Father Time waits for no man, and Father Time is undefeated, and Berdibiev is 38 years old. Can we look into that?
Was he 38? I thought he was 40.
I think he's 38. Yeah, I'm hoping he's 38 because, yeah, he's 38 years old. No, he's 38, yeah.
I'm doing him an injustice. I know, but he's just a ferocious puncher. He's a strong, strong man. And I looked at the two of them at the weigh-in yesterday, and Anthony Yard's a thick-set man. You know, he's, you know, very well-built, strong, but the other guy looked even stronger, in my opinion. Mm. You know, the Russian looked extremely, extremely strong, you know, and big. You know, he just looked a big, big man.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Big, strong man.
I was talking about Artur Berdibiev today, and it's like he's throwing his punches with hardly any effort, but they seem to be doing a lot of damage.
Aye, because he's a super, super strong man. Mm. You know, and he can take it. But let's people say, oh, but he says that Callum Johnson dropped him. Callum Johnson can dig. Mm. Callum, I would fancy, I'd fancy Callum Johnson to beat Anthony Yard.
That's just a shame about Callum Johnson retiring then, because who knows what he could have won if he was injury-free, and things went his way?
Heartbreaking. Such a lovely guy. I knew him and I knew his father. I knew had a special bond that they had. You know, and it was heartbreaking to see him retire. But listen, he'd done exceptionally well in boxing. It could have been and should have been more active. That was his downfall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really, that's no doubt to him. He's there to fight, and he needs to get the promoters need to get him fights.
Exactly. Yeah, but this going back to this fight, then the winner, obviously, I mean, Berdibeev wins. I would like to see him against Bivol, but if Yard wins, I mean, Callum Smith is waiting in the wings there to fight the winner as well. So, I mean, this light heavyweight division right now is heating up, and it's quite a tasty and exciting division.
I think Callum Smith could beat them all. Again, inactivity. It's no good. Callum's had, I think, maybe two fights last year.
Mm-hmm.
Two fights last year. He should surely be in the cusp of another world title fight, a world title shot. Did he not win all the belts? He lost to Canelo, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
For all the belts. He never came up to light heavyweight as a super champion, didn't he?
No.
I'm just wondering how it took so long for him to fight for the world title.
I spoke to Cam. He's moved up to light heavyweight, so I think it's just getting himself into position after the Canelo loss, get himself into position in the heavyweight division. But I think that the winner of this fight here, I think they have to face Callum Smith. I think Callum's got himself in a position now where the winner has to face him. I think Callum's got a fight in the 11th of March as well, so he'll need to win that fight first, obviously.
Aye. Oh, it's 11th of March, is it?
Yeah. Right. So
In Liverpool.
Yep. So it'll be a good night in Liverpool. Yeah, like I said, I just want to touch again. We'll touch on. Did you watch the fight last weekend then with Callum's brother Liam and Chris Eubank?
I actually said hello to you then there, Andy.
Oh, shit, what you did? Shout, you were there. Oh, mate, listen, it was a quick hello. That's where I forgot. It was a quick hello.
That one fight has done your brain cells in, but I realise the memory loss is kicking in already.
I'm punch drunk sometimes, man. I forget, my memory, short term memory is ridiculous, man. But yeah, I saw you that.
Not only did I see you in a hotel a couple of times and we chatted.
Yeah, we did chat.
But I also met you in a venue backstage.
Oh, so you did, yeah. You know what? It was such a busy night that when you meet a lot of people, you forget who you meet. That's my excuse.
I met a lot of people that I hadn't seen for a long time, but a couple of people that didn't recognize me, which is still happening. And I met a young person I used to work with, about 10 years ago.
Mm.
And he was very complimentary of the work that I'd done with him, and I was thrilled to bits.
That's good, then. So, you naming names?
No, he's just a young guy. Just a young... I work in childcare.
Oh.
Just a young boy that's now 25 now, and it was very complimentary. And I was over him. I was delighted.
Well,
made my night, Andy, when I was in there. I made my night. Made my weekend, so...
Oh, that's good then. But since you were actually ringside and you did watch the fight, because I forgot, because my memory's absolutely terrible. What's your thoughts on the fight itself? Did you expect that?
Not at all. There's four ways of winning. Smith by KO, Eubank by KO, Smith and Eubank by points. That would have been the last one that would have picked, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
But fantastic performance. See all this nonsense we're going to appeal against an elbow. Nearly every fight that goes on week in, week out would be appealed then. Because elbows happen, head clash. People don't realise the amount of head clashes that happen. You'd be never out of the appeals room. Just, you know, it's part and parcel of fighting. Liam Smith boxed lovely. Eubank boxed well for the period of time the fight went on. It was turning into a real good fight, and then he got hit with a big shot. So that's one of those things. You get hit, you get stopped.
Yeah, so that's boxing. You know what I mean? Crazy
that
things.
That is boxing, Andy. That's the beauty of the sport. Mm-hmm. And Liam done what he said he'd do. He said he'd be very strong at 160. I never doubted him, but I didn't think he'd do that because we've all seen what Chris Eubanks' chin was exceptionally good, but I do firmly believe that pissing about with that weight for that fight with Conor Benn might have a real adverse effect on his punch resistance, even, you know, going forward, because it won't get any better now. It'll get progressively worse.
And you're not the only one that said that to me. I think a couple of people have actually said that to me about actually trying getting down to that weight to prove a point, that 157, and then proving a point is probably two weight cuts back to back like that when he should be probably at 168. But you know what I mean? Can't take anything away from Liam. He done his thing.
That's right.
What are you doing, Billy?
Sorry.
Last time you done this, you hung up on me. Aye. I just want to touch on you've got Zoltan Zurbik there, the Kazakhstan fighter, who's an absolute special talent, a great talent. Just tell me how it's been for you the last month having him in the gym.
Oh, he's a super talent, mate. He's really a special fighter. Very rarely do you get southpaws that can bang as hard as him having and have that skill set that most southpaws have got. He's picked up a teeny wee injury, but it's not gonna. I mean, he's gonna be fine for next week. We'll do some spar next week. We're just jabbing only, and the week after that, we've got some good spar lined up for him. And hopefully he will be fighting before Ramadan.
I do want to touch on it before I let you go, Billy, because the fight's about to start tonight. I seen that wee Macklin Arthur was up, Alex Arthur's boy sparring him. How was that?
Very good fighter, the boy. Very good fighter. Alec asked me to do some technical work with him on the pads, and I showed him a couple of things, and I seen straight away the extra power that you can achieve with doing specific little things differently. And he was, you know, I think he was suitably impressed. And, you know, he's not going to go wrong with his dad in the corner. His dad has a wealthy experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's built like the Incredible Hulk now. So he's
a machine, the boy.
The boy, the boy will do. I mean, that's an exciting journey that Macklin will be on when he turns pro, because he's a very good fighter, so he is.
Definitely, it's an exciting time for young Macklin and Alex, and even Alex Jr. as well. He's in the Scotland squad now. But Billy, back to this fight tonight. Bertie B.F. Yard, final prediction.
Round 5, stoppage, or before.
There you go then. Perfect, mate. Listen, Billy.
Just on a wee side note, at the end of that fight last week, it was a guy 2 seats away from us. He had £100 at 100-1, Liam Smith, round 4.
I heard that. Somebody said 10 grand.
And he's waving his betting slip in front of all the scousers, 100-1. And I've got 101. I wonder if he made it to the bookies with that slip.
man, that's where you do it online. That's where you do it on your phone. Billy, as always, pleasure, mate. Listen, when everyone's back in the gym, all your fighters and yourself and Martin's back and whatnot, and there's a fight for Zoltan, give me a bell, mate, and I'll come up to the gym.
No problem, mate. All the best.
Let's go. Cheers, Billy. Enjoy the fight.
Enjoy the boxing tonight. Enjoy the boxing tonight.
You too, brothers. Cheers, Billy. Cheers. Sports Social Podcast Network.